This morning on WCHO, how has the media contributed to UNC's academic scandal?
Structure and hierarchy is important.
More than a dozen protesters were arrested during a special Moral Tuesday sit-in on House Speaker Tom Tillis' office. And it's officially Jaguars Men's Tennis Day in Carrboro.
On May 17, 2014, the Jaguars captured their first state tennis title.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC Baseball has a tough road ahead in the NCAAs, but it's not an impossible scenario. Plus, a Chapel Hill resident and Tar Heel alum is making his name on the national tennis stage. And
Donald Sterling will wind up the wealthiest known bigot in America.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of a really warm, muggy day. 30% chance of showers and thunder showers this afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 90. The place and way in which a long-lasting controversial topic is covered plays a major role in the public's perception, and UNC faculty chair-elect Bruce Caron says that's weighing heavily on the university's academic scandal.
Structure and hierarchy is important, and so there are reporting systems that are in place, and then groups that are in charge of units, various units, sit down together and discuss these issues, and then that's how problems are solved. If, however, that hierarchy and that system is not used and instead we discuss this in a very public forum, then it becomes difficult amidst all of that discussion to really get that addressed.
Dr. Caron served in the Navy, where he says he learned that hierarchy. He's the J.C. Byrne Center Director and John Stackhouse Distinguished Professor of Surgery. He was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC and will take over from Jan Boxall at the start of the new academic year on July 1st. The faculty chair position holds a three-year term. Despite all the constant, mostly negative coverage of the academic scandal, Dr. Caron says he doesn't believe this is a situation that UNC can't recover from over time. These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner.
You mentioned things like Trainwreck and Canyon and so forth. I know that the focus has been on dealing with the issues we talked about with the budget, as well as getting the leadership team in, and then trying to create the structural framework for how to address issues like this. As we've already admitted, this is one of the most challenging academic issues we have had. So I think that the attempts have really been made to begin that dialogue, or actually have that dialogue. And in fact, I've seen it. I've been a part of it.
The results of another investigation currently underway by former Assistant Attorney General for National Security and Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush, Kenneth Weinstein, are expected sometime this summer. Stay tuned. At 7:30 this morning, we'll bring you part two of the four-part conversation. This weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety, Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. 14 demonstrators opposed to Republican policies adopted by the North Carolina legislature are sitting on the floor in the office of House Speaker Tom Tillis in acts of civil disobedience. General Assembly police arrested the protesters late Tuesday. Tillis is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate this year. The Reverend William Barber of the North Carolina NAACP says demonstrators included clergy members and fast food workers seeking repeals to GOP-approved laws that refuse Medicaid expansion and scale back unemployment insurance, among others. The demonstrators also sang and prayed as nearly 200 people connected to the Moral Monday movement visited the legislative complex to lobby lawmakers. A key committee in the North Carolina House has advanced a bill that would lift the state's moratorium on fracking for natural gas. The House Public Utilities and Energy Committee passed the Republican-backed measure on Tuesday, with several Democrats in the minority voting no. The bill was amended to remove a provision directing the first drilling permits be issued in July 2015, replacing it with language allowing permits to be issued 60 days after the final regulations for the industry are approved. Fracking is used by the energy industry to extract oil and gas from rock by injecting high-pressure mixtures of water, sand, or gravel and chemicals. The bill was approved by the state Senate last week. It's expected to be debated in the House Finance Committee on Wednesday. And the State House has confirmed Governor Pat McCrory's choice for North Carolina State Controller and given a tentative okay for his selection to the Industrial Commission. Linda Combs' approval as controller was unanimous on Tuesday. Combs is the former controller of the United States during President George W. Bush's administration. The first vote for Industrial Commission appointee Charlton Allen was along party lines with Republicans in the majority. Allen is a Mooresville attorney whose supporters say has prior experience representing workers. Democrats don't think he's qualified for the post. Minority Leader Larry Hall says Allen filled out a candidate questionnaire while running for the legislature that suggests he wouldn't have workers' best interests at heart. A final House vote on Allen could come today. The Senate also has to approve both those appointments. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
The Orange County Department on Aging is looking for a few good volunteers. Seniors can stay young in both body and mind by volunteering at sporting events, dance competitions, stage plays, and much more. Stay on the move and make a positive difference in the community. To sign up as a volunteer, please call 919-245-2020 or visit the Department on Aging's website at orangecountync.gov/aging.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. It is time now to take a look at Jaguars Day. It's officially Jaguars Men's Tennis Day in the town of Carrboro. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there at Town Hall when the Carrboro High men's tennis team received this very special honor.
At the beginning of Tuesday night's Board of Aldermen meeting, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle performed a duty that she called a lot of fun, and she's already done it twice during the 5 months she's held the office. That is, she's twice had the honor of recognizing a local high school sports team for winning a state championship.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Lydia Lavelle, Mayor of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, May 28th as Carrboro Jaguars Men's Tennis Day and urge all residents of the town of Carrboro to take every opportunity to congratulate these players and their coaches for their remarkable achievement this, the 27th day of May, 2014.
Lavelle said that one of the fun parts was doing the research on the state champion Carrboro High School Jaguars men's tennis team. And 2 months ago, she did the same for the state 3A champion Chapel Hill Lady Tigers basketball team. Here's how Jaguars Day came to be proclaimed in Carrboro today.
On May 17, 2014, the Jaguars captured their first state tennis title, a resounding 5-0 victory over the Brevard Blue Devils, and won the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 2A state dual championship.
As Lavelle pointed out, the team had a 2-year streak of runner-up finishes before finding out that the third time is indeed the charm. The mayor called all the players up front, one by one, to stand for a group photo. While doing so, she singled out the accomplishments of Carrboro High junior Max Fritsch, who was selected as the state championship's most valuable player, as well as conference player of the year. Fritsch is also the team's most valuable player, as well as state doubles champion, along with teammate Jacob Zinn. The mayor also noted freshman Jason Wyckoff, who received the state championship Outstanding Sportsmanship Award, and is the team's freshman of the year. Jaguars coach John Noyes was there with his team at Town Hall. He got up behind the podium to list the numerous honors that his team members racked up this year. And then he said this.
Guys did a fantastic job this year, and I'm really proud of you.
So if you see a Jaguar from the men's tennis team around Carrboro today, tell him you are too. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A Chapel Hill Town Council will consider approving a plan to rezone Timber Hollow Apartments on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard when the council meets tonight. The rezoning and special use permit would pave the way for 109 additional apartments on that 19-acre lot. 14 of those would be designated as affordable rentals. The council will also hear from the Friends of Bowling Creek, who say an unlined coal ash deposit under the police station is leaking toxins into the groundwater. They're calling on local leaders to take action to clean it up. The council meets at 6 o'clock to interview applicants to the Planning Commission. The regular agenda gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The U.S. Navy is sponsoring a conference which is designed to convince employers to hire a veteran. The 4th Annual Wounded Warrior Hiring and Support Conference is scheduled for today and tomorrow at the Hilton North Raleigh in Midtown. Wednesday focuses on employers with sessions designed to share best practices and innovative ways to recruit, hire, train, and retain veterans. On Thursday, the focus is a career fair for employers just to connect with veterans. Also on the second day, tomorrow, veterans, spouses, and family members are offered the opportunity to attend workshops on subjects including career reception and goal setting and how veteran skills translate to civilian jobs. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. It's going to be partly sunny today. We'll tell you about the weather in just a moment, but it's going to be a lot heavier later on in the morning with traffic than it is right now. Not a lot of traffic out there right now. It's so early, but please just keep this in mind. It's going to be really busy today. People really getting back into the routine in earnest today after the long Memorial Day weekend. If you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Communicate with us safely, please. And now turning to your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high today, about 90 degrees. Really warm, muggy day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and the low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon and high about 80. So about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow than it is today. Still won't be cool, still relatively warm. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain in the low and the low 60s. And then on Friday, in case you're wondering, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain in the morning. Then a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Probably just showers, but the high only in the middle 70s. So considerably cooler. It is 6:19 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. And of course, we'll start with Carolina baseball. North Carolina baseball team, 34-25 of the season, will open up NCAA tournament play this Friday at 1 p.m. as the third-seeded team in the Gainesville Regional and will be joined by host and number one seed Florida, number two seed Long Beach State, and number four seed College of Charleston. Not exactly an easy regional for the Tar Heels. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look ahead at the action.
A redshirt junior and a senior, and this might be it. And this might be it, too. And it is. Double play ball. 6-3, and Carolina beats Maryland, 13-7.
That was the Fox Sports South College baseball broadcast team with the call. Carolina will be looking to build off its 13-run explosion against Maryland in its curtain call at the ACC tournament last weekend as the Tar Heels open up NCAA tournament play for the 13th consecutive season. The College World Series in Omaha is always the expected destination for the Diamond Heels. In fact, head coach Mike Fox updates the Omaha weather conditions each day on a whiteboard in the Chapel Hill training room. But this year's squad will need to find reliable, consistent hitting if it is to survive and advance out of a tough region that features the number two overall national seed in the form of the Florida Gators, 40-21 overall this season, and a 41-win College of Charleston team joins them. They beat Carolina in the 2014 season opening series. But first up on the road to Omaha, Carolina will send out ace Trent Thornton to the mound to pitch against Long Beach State. The Dirtbags are not strangers to the field of 64. They'll be making their 20th appearance, but first since 2008. Carolina and Long Beach State have never met in the postseason. In fact, the two programs have played just one game all time. That was a 1992 UNC win in Chapel Hill. As for the regional host Florida, UNC will have its handful there. The Gators boast a series sweep over ACC powerhouse Florida State, a team the Tar Heels dropped 3 of 4 games to this year. Carolina and Florida last met in the NCAA tournament in 2005. The Gators took a winner's bracket game in Gainesville on their way to the College World Series. The Tar Heels won the only other postseason meeting in 1960. That booked them a spot in Omaha for the first time in school history. Carolina is making its 29th NCAA appearance overall and 15th in 16 seasons in the Coach Fox era. The Tar Heels have won 49 games in the postseason since 2006. That's a mark that's best in the nation. You can view the full bracket and schedule of games in Gainesville this weekend on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, when the Tar Heels play on Friday, you can hear it here on WCHL. Chapel Hill High School girls' soccer team appears in its first state title game in program history on Saturday after defeating Fike High School of Wilson on Tuesday 2-0 in the regional championship. The Tigers have made the run through the postseason as the number 9 seed in the East region, defeating the number 1, number 2, and number 5 seeds along the way. Quite a remarkable run. Chapel Hill faces the winner of tonight's Cuthbertson-Wennington contest in the state title game. Tune in on Friday morning to hear from Tiger head coach Ron Benson live on the WCHL Morning News. Former North Carolina men's tennis player Nicholas Monroe claimed a 6-3, 7-5 first-round victory over Slovak Martin Klizan and Austrian Dominic Thiem alongside his doubles partner Simon Stadler on Tuesday at the French Open. The Chapel Hill resident and 2004 graduate of the university will now face the 13th-seeded pair of Dutchman Jean-Julien Roher and Romanian Oria Ticau in the second round along with his playing partner. Monroe turned professional in 2004 following graduation at Carolina and is currently ranked number 62 in the doubles world rankings. The 32-year-old snagged his first ATP title in his career with Stadler at the 2013 Swedish Open. While at UNC, Monroe earned All-American recognition and was named Carolina's Senior Male Student Athlete of the Year in 2004. You can follow Monroe's up-to-the-minute progress in the second Grand Slam of the Year at RolandGarris.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's the greatest success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the official sponsor of Fountain Drink Season. Celebrate with an ice-cold Cruisers Fountain Drink today. Made with 100% filtered water and served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Save at Cruisers Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Briar Creek, and Powell Place all month long with special prices on Fountain Drink Combos. $1.99 with an all-beef hot dog or king-size candy. $1.49 with a Frito-Lay chip or Mrs. Freshly's snack cake. Cruisers. Good to go.
Attention all Orange County job seekers. Learn how to use the computer to boost your job search and build job skills. Starting Fridays at 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. on April the 25th through June the 20th at the Orange County Career Center located at 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, room 102. For more information, you can call 919-536-7222.
625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help every part of your business be more productive. Total document solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. Americans are flying more these days and enjoying it less. And for some, it's not only lines they loathe or delays they despise, nor is it the higher fares and fees they fear. What they fear is fear itself. Old-fashioned white-knuckle fear of flying. Like many of us, Nancy Linksweiler is flying more and more these days. But, she says,
you become afraid of the fear. It's sort of like intellectually you know nothing's going to happen to the flight, but you're afraid that you're going to have a panic attack.
And according to our CBS News colleague, John Blackstone,
she's not alone. Nearly 20 million people in the U.S. suffer from aviophobia or the fear of flying.
More after this.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents? Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Think about summer and how much more often you open your garage door. Then think about this. 1 in 15 garage doors may lack the latest safety features or may not be operating properly. That's a good reason, I think, to do LiftMaster's 3-step safety check. It'll also give you a chance to win garage makeovers for you and up to 10 neighbors. Learn more at LiftMaster.com/garage safety.
No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. only. 18 plus. Final entry 9914. See rules for details. Void where prohibited.
If you have aviophobia, you have to own up to it, as Nancy Lixweiler did.
I had a situation, and it just really got the best of me.
She attended meetings on a parked plane conducted by Captain Ron Nielsen.
And I promise I'm not going to move the airplane. Nobody's going to move the airplane.
Captain Nielsen has spent almost 40 years in airplanes as a commercial pilot. Now retired, he's helping fearful flyers get off the ground. On this parked plane at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix, he teaches fearless flight.
We need to get them to take control of their attention and put it somewhere else. It's not going to go away completely. You know, you're going to need to practice. It's a skill.
And it worked for Nancy Lixweiler.
Fear becomes a ball and chain that you drag around. And so to let go of it, it's like, wow, okay, now I can fly, you know, literally.
For Lixweiler, it's a case of attitude over altitude.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on 4 lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for 4 phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for 4G LTE.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is partly sunny today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high temperature today, about 96 degrees right now, so we got a lot of warming up to do. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of showers and thundershowers. And the low tonight around 65. But tomorrow, cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain. And the high tomorrow, about 80 degrees. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling has responded to the NBA's effort aimed at forcing him to sell his club. Correspondent David Bagno.
In a 32-page statement, Sterling's lawyers cite California's penal code, saying his comments were recorded illegally and without his knowledge.
It bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people.
Sterling's statement says, a jealous rant to a lover, never intended to be published, cannot offend the NBA rules.
Next week, much of this could come to a head.
The league has invited Sterling to appear before a meeting of other owners next Tuesday to make his case. If three-quarters of them agree, Sterling could be forced to sell.
Robert Boland is a professor of sports management at New York University.
Should the NBA strip him of the team, he would have the ability to sue them for the difference in the value of the team, for what they sold it for and what he believes he could get in the open market or what he could get with Shelley.
That's Sterling's estranged wife. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for really hot temperatures today. Our temperatures going all the way up to 90. I'm Rod Stutz. The place and the way in which a long-lasting controversial topic is covered plays a major role in the public's perception, and UNC faculty chair-elect Bruce Caron says that's weighing heavily on the university's academic scandal.
Structure and hierarchy is important. And so there are reporting systems that are in place, and then groups that are in charge of units, various units, sit down together and discuss these issues. And then that's how problems are solved. If, however, that hierarchy and that system is not used, and instead we discuss this in a very public forum, then it becomes difficult amidst all of that discussion to really get that addressed.
Dr. Caron served in the Navy, where he says he learned that hierarchy. He's the J.C. Byrne Center Director at UNC and John Stackhouse Distinguished Professor of Surgery. He was recently elected as chair of the faculty at UNC and will take over from Jan Boxall at the beginning of the new academic year on July 1st. The faculty chair position holds a three-year term. Despite all the constant, mostly negative coverage of the academic scandal, Dr. Caron says he doesn't believe this is a situation that the university can't recover from over time. These comments were made during a WCHL News special with Jim Hefner.
You mentioned things like Trainwreck and Canyon and so forth. I know that the focus has been on dealing with the issues we talked about with the budget, as well as getting the leadership team in, and then trying to create the structural framework for how to address issues like this. As we've already admitted, this is one of the most challenging academic issues we have had. So I think that the attempts have really been made to begin that dialogue, or actually have that dialogue. And in fact, I've seen it. I've been a part of it.
The results of another investigation currently underway by former Assistant Attorney General for National Security and Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush, Kenneth Weinstein, are expected sometime this summer. Stay tuned. At 7:30 this morning on WCHL, we'll bring you part two of their four-part conversation. And this weekend, you can hear the discussion in its entirety on Saturday at 12 noon, also on Sunday at 12 noon, right here on WCHL. 14 demonstrators opposed to Republican policies adopted by the North Carolina legislature sat on the floor in the office of House Speaker Tom Tillis in acts of civil disobedience. General Assembly police arrested the protesters late Tuesday. Tillis is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate this year. The Reverend William Barber, the North Carolina NAACP, says demonstrators included members of the clergy and fast food workers seeking repeals to GOP-approved laws that refuse Medicaid expansion and scale back unemployment insurance, among other things. The demonstrators also sang and prayed as nearly 200 people connected to the Moral Monday movement visited the legislative complex to lobby lawmakers yesterday. A key committee in the North Carolina House has advanced a bill that would lift the state's moratorium on fracking for natural gas. The House Public Utilities and Energy Committee passed a Republican-backed measure on Tuesday, with several Democrats in the minority voting no. The bill was amended to remove a provision directing the first drilling permits to be issued in July of 2015, replacing it with language allowing permits to be issued 60 days after the final regulations for the industry are approved. Fracking is used by the energy industry to extract oil and gas from rock by injecting high-pressure mixtures of water, sand, or gravel, and chemicals. Fracking, of course, is short for hydraulic fracturing. The bill was approved by the state Senate last week, and it's expected to be debated in the House Finance Committee today. Chapel Hill Town Council will consider approving a plan to rezone Timber Hollow Apartments on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard when the council meets tonight. The rezoning and special use permit would pave the way for 109 additional apartments on that 19-acre lot there at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Piney Mountain Road. 14 of those would be designated as affordable rentals. The council will also hear from the Friends of Bowling Creek, who say an unlined coal ash deposit under the police station is leaking toxins into the groundwater. They're calling on local leaders to take action to clean it up. The council meets at 6 o'clock tonight to interview applicants to the Planning Commission. The regular agenda will get underway at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The United States Navy is sponsoring a conference which is designed to convince employers to hire a veteran. The 4th Annual Wounded Warrior Hiring and Support Conference is scheduled for today and tomorrow at the Hilton North Raleigh. And Wednesday, today's agenda focuses on employers with sessions designed to share best practices and innovative ways to recruit, hire, train, and retrain or retain veterans. On Thursday, tomorrow, the focus is a career fair for employers to connect with veterans. Also on the second day, tomorrow, veterans, spouses, and family members are offered the opportunity to attend workshops on subjects including career assessment and goal setting, and how veterans' skills translate to civilian jobs. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says at least 16 people were killed in traffic accidents over the long Memorial Day weekend. The holiday weekend began officially at 6 p.m. last Friday and ended at midnight on Monday night. Two of the fatal accidents occurred in Robeson County. Last year, the patrol reported 14 deaths during the holiday period. This year, the number 16. WCHL News Time is 6:38. Matt Bailey has today's commentary on WCHL. He says we should do whatever we can locally to make sure our teachers get paid. That is today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. We'll talk more Carolina baseball on WCHL.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
You think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan? I'm a Tar Heel fan and have lived in Raleigh my whole life, right in the heart of Wolfpack country. My older brother's probably the biggest NC State fan in the world. So if you think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan, let me tell you, it really is. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs. If you want office solutions, or if you just want to celebrate Carolina's latest victory, visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office. Go Heels!
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL.
67 degrees, 640 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. One of the wonderful things about being a part of the Chapel Hill Carborough community is that you don't have to convince people of the value of education. So I'm pretty sure I don't have to sell you on the importance of fully funding our schools, including giving our teachers a long overdue raise. However, I am worried that we're not fully in touch with just how urgent the problem of teacher pay really is. I've talked with education professionals in other states who faced similar pay gaps in the past, and they tell me we may only have 1 or 2 years tops to bring our pay back in line with neighboring states before we feel a real impact in our classrooms. Now, I've heard a lot of people say we need to go to Raleigh and raise heck until state lawmakers fix this problem. But let's get real. We don't have the power to make sure Raleigh makes our schools their top priority, but we do have the power at the town and county level to make sure it's our top priority. I applaud the Board of County Commissioners for increasing the budget for our schools, and I appreciate their work to avoid raising taxes this year. Believe me, I'm no fan of tax increases, but I also fear we're not being realistic about just how big our teacher pay gap has become, or how little time we have left to fix it before we feel it. We need to increase the supplement we pay teachers in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, even if we have to raise the special district tax to do it. Is it the ideal solution? Hardly. But right now, it may well be our best solution to ensure our best teachers stay in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. For a community that prides itself on all things local, if ever there was a time to act locally to pay our teachers, now is the time. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team is on its way to Gainesville in preparations for a 1 o'clock game on Friday versus Long Beach State. Despite the fact that Tar Heels and Dirtbags occupy opposite coasts, the head coach of the Tar Heels says he hasn't had much of a problem in finding out what the Dirtbags are all about.
We DVR'd hundreds and hundreds of college baseball games throughout the season just for this particular reason. And we just happened to have them on really two of their last three or four games. So, you know, we've gotten information from some other schools that have played them as well, and going over scouting reports. You know, it's a process, but it's something my assistant coaches do very well.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
In other Carolina sports news, the university's men's tennis team is ranked 7th in the final Intercollegiate Tennis Association poll of the 2014 season. That's the highest ever ranking in school history. Coach Sam Paul's Tar Heels finished the year 27-6 and reached the NCAA quarterfinals for the first time since 1992. Furthermore, North Carolina is one of just four schools in the country whose women's and men's teams both finished the 2014 season ranked in the top 10 nationally.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
645 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together. We'll have celebrity birthdays. We also have Freddie Cogger's trivia quiz and another WCHL special mom, our hometown hero of the day. That is on the way.
Did you know that sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers.
Of course, the rocks I'm talking about are quite small. They sparkle, they catch fire when in the sunlight, and twinkle in very dim light. They weigh hardly as much as a feather, so there's no worry about causing any harm with these rocks. Instead, when you toss one of these rocks ever so gently into your wife's hands, you'll see an excitement in her eyes that tells you that she wants you to throw rocks at her more often. Yes, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife, but only when those rocks are from Grimble Jewelers. We have rocks in all kinds of shapes, lots of different sizes. In fact, if you toss one her way, she'll be hoping for another one real soon. Grimble Jewelers. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at your wife. Sometimes there's nothing better that you could possibly do. Come see us for the rocks that she loves. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, grimblejewelers.com.
You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point. Civic is the first car in its class to earn IIHS's Top Safety Pick Plus Award. And right now, you can drive one for just $159 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Civic Sedan LX Automatic, $159 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. $24.99 down payment to its signing. Excludes tax, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
And our traffic report this morning is also brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. And as we look at the roadways here, 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing some slight delays between NC 54 and Garrett Road. So that's through the I-40 interchange and a major stretch of 15501, but just minor delays at this time. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call and 919-967-8363 or by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
You've been so busy since I got here this morning, I've hardly had a chance to say hello.
That's right. Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You got all kinds of things going on back in the newsroom today.
Yeah. I'm just running circles back
there. Yeah, I know. Got me running in circles. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, yeah. Friends of Distinction. Remember that group?
I'm sure if I heard the song sung by them, I would.
You mean I didn't give it to you?
I plead the fifth.
Well, thanks anyway. You look good today. Burgundy shirt, folks. Matching tie. Coordinated better than you can possibly imagine. Ready to face the day. Rand Northam.
Well, thank you, Ron.
All right. We'll talk to you again in a little while here.
You bet.
The traffic is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, as I mentioned. That's a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. All right. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 67 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 90. Warm enough for you. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s again. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon. But our temperatures are backing off a little bit tomorrow. Tomorrow's high about 80, about 10 degrees less hot, let's say, for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, still 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the low 60s. And on Friday, cooler still, 40% chance of showers. May even get some rain in the morning on Friday, but a chance of rain pretty much all day and the high in the middle 70s. So that's our forecast over the next couple of days, and looks rather warm and muggy, particularly today. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with actress Carol Baker, 83 years old today. That's hard to believe. Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West is 76 today. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, 70 years old. Gladys Knight is 70 years old. Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips fame, 70 years old. Actress-director Sandra Locke is 70. Singer Billy Vera is 70. John Fogerty, leader of Creedence Clearwater Revival, 69 years old today. Let's see here. U.S. Representative Mark Sanford, Republican out of South Carolina, 54. Actor Brandon Cruz, who was on TV in the courtship of Eddie's father. He was Eddie. He's 52 years old today. It shows how old that television show is. Actress Kristen Miller is 50. Rapper Chubb Rock, 46. Singer Kylie Minogue is 46. Actor Justin Kirk is 45. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican out of Florida, is 43 years old today. Television personality Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 37. Actor Jesse Bradford is 35. Singer Colby Calais is 29 years old today. And actress Carrie Mulligan turns 29. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. And they would include Rich Fox over in Greensboro, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Rich. And our birthday winner of the day is Evan Markfield. Happy birthday, Evan. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Forum Boulevard and Metamont for you. And they love taking care of their customers. They'll love taking care of you, too. Evan Markfield, happy birthday from all of the folks at UPS, Chris Derby and the folks, and all of us here at WCHL. Hey, it's Evan Markfield's birthday. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Where'd you get? Where's Queen coming from today?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just thinking about Rock and Roll Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
And just wondering what you're going to come up with today, Freddie.
Superheroes.
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 Speaking of Freddie Geiger.
No.
Superheroes. Freddie, it's a nice red cape you have on today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you like the red briefs?
No.
Oh, okay. Superman, yeah, they were red briefs, weren't they?
Wearing red briefs over blue leotards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger's here with trivia on WCHL.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's nice to have you back.
I'm glad I found my way.
Superheroes.
Yeah, okay. If Clark Kent is really Superman...
And he is, as far as we know.
And Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Then what superhero uses Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner.
B-A-N-N-E-R. Bruce Banner as his secret identity.
Okay.
You know that, don't you? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHO. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Where you are.
Good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Carolyn Miller is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom being recognized during Mother's Day month on WCHL. Susan Rita is her friend, and Susan, why is Carolyn Miller so special?
Carolyn is a volunteer for hospice in Orange County, and she has taken it upon herself to organize a flower delivery program in which volunteers will deliver not only a visit to people in hospice care, but also arrive with a bouquet of fresh flowers. And she gathers these flowers from Southern Season and from Farmers Market and from Fresh Market every week and then takes them home in big buckets. These are flowers that are too old to sell but still pretty and will last another week, and arranges them in vases, and then a hospice volunteer comes the next day, picks them up, and delivers 40 vases every week to patients in hospice care.
You have to be very special to be involved in hospice to begin with. It's such a great organization, but also I can tell that a lot of work must go into this, making sure the bouquets are ready for the delivery people to pick them up.
That's right, and we have vases that are donated and that we'll pick up at the thrift shops and things of all sizes. Bud vases for someone who is in a small room or area, and larger vases that are just huge bouquets of roses and peonies and all kinds of flowers that we collect.
Susan, if somebody would like to make a contribution or a vase donation, how do they do that?
Well, we are always in need of vases, of course, since we do this twice a week, every week. So donations of vases can be dropped off at the new Progression Climbing Gym over on Legion Road. They're taking vase donations this week until the 31st. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 10, Saturday, 10 till 6. And Sunday, noon to 6.
Carolyn Miller is also a very special person for being a mom herself. I understand she has some adult children.
That's right. She has Oliver, Sam, and Lee. And she's been a resident of Chapel Hill for a long time and actually worked for Planned Parenthood for 20 years before she retired and then wanted to keep giving, so joined hospice.
Wow, what a great thing to do. Susan Rita, thank you very much for telling us all about Carolyn Miller.
Thank you, Ron.
Carolyn Miller is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom in our community.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Boy, getting a lot of phone calls this morning, 655 at WCHL. Well, you talking Bruce Banner, you talking about superheroes.
Yes, Bruce Banner is
the Incredible Hulk.
That is right. Don't make him mad.
I'm turning green right here already.
Well, yeah, you know, you turn Japanese like the vapors.
Thank you so much. I'm doing the best I can.
Right. Yep. Get Bruce mad.
Yeah, don't get him mad.
He'd go from like a
mild mannered
size 36 to a size 112 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It takes anger to blow him up.
Yeah, muscles busting out all over.
Is that like spring?
Yeah.
It's busting out all over?
That's what I was thinking.
But when he does, when Bruce Banner does, he's large, green, almost invincible, and very upset.
He's a large, green, mean machine.
Exactly. The Hulk was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby and first appeared in The Incredible Hulk number one back in May of 1962.
Wow. When Freddie was a mere boy.
We both were.
Yeah, I know.
But we were around, and you know what?
Yep.
Probably of the age that we would have loved to have gone down to the drugstore and spin the magazine rack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And pick up a comic book for 10 cents.
I remember those, man.
I used to love that.
That was fun. I did, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of those things, some of those comic books were based on other literature, you know, and it was really kind of cool.
Classics.
Yeah. Can't even think of any at the moment, but it was kind of a fun way to read about it.
You didn't read Moby Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moby Dick when you're like 9 years old was a little tough.
Yeah, really. But, you know, I actually read the Cliff Notes version of a lot of things, which is another subject altogether.
Yes.
We've talked about this on the show before.
Yes, we have.
But that really helped me learn.
Well, there you go. See, there was a positive light to this.
Thank you, Cliff.
And I will see you manana.
Yes, you will, unless I jump off a cliff between now and then.
Don't do that.
Congratulations to John Wilson, who called in with the correct answer this morning. We got several other people who called in after John, but he was the first, and he is our winner today. John gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, John. The Incredible Hulk, the real name's David Banner. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early tomorrow.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for 4G LTE.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Starting out rather warm this morning, it is 67 degrees right now, and we look for a high today of about 90. Partly sunny skies, 30% chance for showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance for rain, and low tonight around 65. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain, and high tomorrow about 80 degrees. So temperatures definitely backing off by tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain in the low and the low 60s. And then on Friday, still a big chance of rain, about 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high on Friday, only about 75 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. 20,000 people turned out last night at the University of California, Santa Barbara to mourn six students killed in last week's knife and gun rampage and to hear a call for tougher gun laws from the father of one of the victims.
Not one more!